I'm at one of my favorite places in Troy, the Ingalls Avenue Boat Launch. The tide is ebbing, there's a moderate breeze that moves the giant cottonwoods. To the south I see the Collar City Bridge in Adams Island. Across the way is Green Island, and north of us is Federal Lock Number 1. There's not much going on here today, but there will be. I'm here with Pamela Benteen, who is the waterfront coordinator for the Collar City Ramble in Troy, New York. Thanks for coming.
Good morning. Beautiful day.
Okay, so this event has been going on for maybe 10 years or so, and this year you have a lot of new and exciting things.
Yes, we're doing things a little differently this year. Ordinarily, we had everything crammed into one day, which made it difficult for people to attend all of the activities. So this year, we spread it out over the month of September, as other Hudson River Valley Ramble events are. And so we're going to be starting this coming weekend on September 11th, and we'll run all the way through the end of the month on Saturday, September 25th.
I notice that you're also cashing in a little bit on the Gilded Age phenomena in Troy.
Yes, that was very exciting this summer to have the film crews in town and showing off our gorgeous architecture. And so we're going to include that. One of the things that we're most interested in doing at this point is showing off our new trails map that shows all the different sorts of trails you can use to get around Troy and all the amenities that they'll take you to.
Okay.
So the Hudson River Valley Ramble website has all of our activities listed, and hopefully they are up to date on our Collar City Ramble website as well. There's a Collar City Ramble Facebook page and event, and so check out those resources to get the exact details.
So this event was initially started to promote alternate ways of getting around town. And you're still doing that. And one of the ways, of course, is by kayak.
Yes, this is my favorite part. We have worked with Upstate Kayak Rentals for several years to have free kayaks available here at the Ingalls Avenue Boat Launch so that anybody who wants to try out a kayak can come on down between 10 a.m. and about 1 o'clock on Saturday, September 25th. And we have a flotilla going off at 10 o'clock, which will be mainly people who have their own boats and are experienced paddlers. But we will let others join that. And then at 10:30, 11:30, and 12:30, we'll have guided paddles for people who want to try out one of the free kayaks. We'll do a short loop about a mile long right here around one of the islands in the river. And anybody who wants to try out a boat can come. We'll put you in a boat and send you off with our guides.
Well, that's very interesting. You know, when you think of Troy, it had its back to the river for so many years, and now we're kind of opening up a bit. As I mentioned, I'm at Ingalls Avenue Boat Launch here, which is beautifully refurbished, and this is where you're going to be having that event on the 25th. So tell us about some other things that are going on.
Well, on Saturday the 11th, there'll be a tour in Oakwood, Oakwood Cemetery. There's a historic district food tour at 10 a.m. At 10:30 a.m., there's a Troy's Gilded Age tour. And at noon, there's a geocaching event. That'll be this Saturday the 11th.
So geocaching, I did that a number of years ago. I did it actually in Europe and found a number of places. The idea of geocaching is that you go to a place that has something special about it, and you go and you use your GPS to find usually just like a little box filled with goodies or that type of thing. Is that what's going on with this?
Correct. We have somebody we've worked with for several years who will show people how it's done and send them off on something like a scavenger hunt to find the geocaches that we have for this event.
So this is something really great for kids to explore.
Definitely, definitely.
And what else is happening here?
So on Sunday the 12th, we have a Troy Public Library tour and an accessible riverfront tour. And then on Saturday the 18th, we have several hikes. There's a 10 a.m. hike, the Narrows outing, which will be along the Wineskill Creek, a 10 a.m. downtown history tour of Troy, And then at 11 a.m., there'll be a bike ride around town.
So that's on the weekend of the 18th. There's more events. And then on the 19th, which is the Sunday,
there's another downtown historic architecture tour. That's at 1:15 on Sunday the 19th.
And finally, on the last week, aside from the kayaks?
Yes, our big finale is on Saturday the 25th. So at 9 a.m. there's a Prospect Park tour. At 10 a.m. there's a Burden Ironworks tour. As I said, 10 a.m. we're starting with kayaking here at the Ingalls Avenue boat launch. Also at 10:30 there's a Second Street Wild Women activity. And then at noon, an Industrial Pass tour, which is linked in with the Hudson Mohawk Industrial Gateway, and a hike up along the Wineskill from the Burden Ironworks office. And then finally at 3 p.m. in Freer Park, there'll be a tour offered by their conservancy.
Well, just out of curiosity, what is it with the Wild Women?
I'm afraid I'm not familiar with that activity. You put me on the spot.
So you have another little goodie that people should be aware of.
Yes, one of the reasons that we're doing this this way this year is that it's showing off the sites along our Troy Trails map, which was released a few months ago. It's available at City Hall from TAP, which is TAP Inc., I should say, which is our umbrella agency. And it was put together by the Transport Troy Committee so that people would be able to follow the routes through town. Some of them are on dedicated bike paths. Some are rustic scrambles through nature. And there's a whole variety of things. So we have events at different points on the map so that people can see how they all connect.
I suppose this is also available if you go down to the farmer's market.
Oh, yes. I forgot to mention that we are going to have a table at the farmer's market each Saturday this month, which will have all the details and give you directions to any of the events that are going on that day.
So it's a beautiful September. Get your bike, get your kayak, or put on your hiking shoes and head down to Troy for the Collar City Ramble. Anything else you want to add?
Just come on down and try it all out this year. You can do almost everything.
Thank you so much, Pamela. This is Garrett McCary for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.